Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I am Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network audience. We're so glad to be meeting with you today. Joining me is Pat Hamilton.
Hello, hello.
John is out with all of our wonderful sponsors and businesses that stand with us. And just want to encourage you today. Today's day, if you want to be able to him to swing by and talk to you or call you up and contact you. We're just thankful for you. And what's so cool is you're standing up and saying, you know what? God's the answer. I'm going to stand up for God, country, and Israel in that order. And it's an amazing thing to see that. And when we begin to stand up for God, God will stand up for us. He said, if you draw near to him, he'll draw near to you.
Let me
tell you, I'll give you, you know, I took business organizational behavior and all that stuff in the universities. But the best business plan I ever have ever seen is putting God's plan in your life, in your business, in your family. It's amazing. Totally amazing.
It is.
I mean, it makes up for the blind sides in your business plan you didn't think about. I had no idea they were going to do this, you know.
I know, right?
And God's grace. It's just amazing.
Right. I mean, that bill comes every month.
Every single month. And I want to encourage you, if you have not yet visited and contacted, and if you need something this season, go to our sponsors. See who's standing up and help make this possible. And, of course, our partners as well. Significant part of what's happening here. And you can go to VFNTV.com and click on See Our Sponsors. And give them a shout out. Send them a Christmas card. Thank them for, you know, standing with VFN Radio, VFN TV, and the Christian Television Network audience. And by doing so, it just encourages them, helps them to know that they are making a difference. And they are. But sometimes getting feedback from those that are listening. And you can find them all at VFNTV.com and click on See Our Sponsors. In addition, you might want to become one. This is the most significant plan you can have for 2014. Stand with God.
Very.
I'm going to do it now while it's relatively amazingly easy.
Yeah.
And as we'll be sharing with you hopefully this week sometime, as God was speaking to Isaiah, a young man who loves the Lord, that that was the big thing. You know, will you stand with God? Mm-hmm. You know, will you stand with God? And he did, but it was just a powerful thing that's happening and that's taking place. Man, so many things. I just want to tell you that I did try, and we're going to be talking today about, you know, technology and what the... Fox News is reporting that, you know, FBI is using these cameras on your computers to watch, you know, what's happening and stuff. Mm-hmm. They're reporting that about how to be able to protect yourself against some of the things that are going right now. There's just all kinds of hackers that are out there, mm-hmm. you know, hacking into different things. In addition, we're going to talk about President Nelson Mandela. This is a week of mourning, as we talked about Friday, that, you know, he just passed away. And we want to talk about, you know, being transformed and what does that mean? And just kind of remember his life a little bit and his journey. Because when he went into prison, and I believe it was in 1963, it could be 63 in the early 60s, he went in one man, but he came out another man. Mm-hmm. He came out a transformed man. He went through a metamorphosis in that situation. The author of his biography writes that, prison just kind of burned off all these. He said, this is what Nelson Mandela said. I came out a mature man. Mm-hmm. And the author says it just burned off all of his excesses and just changed. It made him the man that we know today.
Wow.
And so we're going to talk about, hey, can we learn from this and not have to go to 27 years? You know, that we can gain wisdom and take on the demeanor of those who walk in humility and forgiveness and mercy today and rightly before the Lord, and maybe that would prevent some of the things that God's saying is coming our way on the face of the earth. Because he says, if my people will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, mm-hmm. and I'll heal their land. But, you know, I just want to give you know, made in front of Pat's turkey. Well, I didn't make in front of it. I just kind of spoke truth over it. And then I ate it the next day on the sandwich late, and it was a very good sandwich. And I realized, hey, you know, this cayenne is usually cayenne is great stuff. You know, so I, you know me, if one tablespoon does good, imagine what three would do. And so I have Donna go and buy me a big old canister of cayenne, as you put it, and big old Sam's, you know, truck backing up, boop, boop, bringing this. This stuff's good.
I saw that. That's huge.
Yeah, it's huge. And I'm going to put some in my shake, you know, my protein shake and all that kind of stuff. And I had one sip of that, buddy. It set my throat on fire. It set my lips on fire. It set everything on fire. I may have to go to rescue. After this, I may have to go to the emergency room. I am burnt. Needless to say, I chunked away a perfectly good shake because it had all that cayenne in there. And so I found out also now you can take the pills. They have like little capsules full of cayenne. It can surpass your taste buds.
I think it's taste buds.
Yours are tasting buds, but mine are taste buds. It's amazing the junk you eat that you're still persnickety. That makes no sense. Did you just get that out of the trunk? Wasn't that in a to-go box for 7 days? It's good. It's Mexican food,
it's
man. You put a little hot sauce on there, and it's just good.
Yeah.
Well, you know, my goodness, the Lord is just doing some awesome things. You know, what we're here in VFN, on VFN Radio and broadcasting through VFN TV and Christian Television Network across the world, the nation, is to give you a seek a biblical perspective. One of the things that we do is we're learning out loud, and things are happening so quickly. People say, well, let's go take 4 years of college on this and let's just study, you know, Alinsky's methodologies. Mm-hmm. Like, it's happening to us now.
All right.
It's happening to us now. And I'm going to share about in today's programs. We have four programs back to back. You don't want to miss them. And if you're mobile and you're moving around, don't forget, after Christian Television Network, you can continue to listen to us by going to VFNTV.com, downloading our app. So many different ways you can listen to us. The Lord spoke specifically to me after Friday about how long it takes for our adversaries to put together a terrorist attack. And I thought it was pretty interesting, and I'll share some things with that about what happened 60 years ago. Mm-hmm. And at the same time God's speaking to me, he's speaking to Isaiah, mm-hmm. you know, a young man who loves the Lord, and kind of confirming exactly what God was saying. And so we want to be prepared.
Yeah.
We want to be prepared. But first I want to say, you know, my mother came through her surgery really well.
Yeah,
and
that's awesome.
All that pain. I found out about a heart attack. When you hear people talk about a heart attack, they're talking about your heart is under attack. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you think about it as a one moment in time. Mm-hmm. It's like, okay, it got hit, your heart got hit, and let's go evaluate the damage. And the truth is your heart can be under attack for a minute, for an hour, or like for hers, for example, was under attack for like 30 days or something.
Oh, wow.
And they say it's like an elephant sitting on your chest, the pain and all. Mm-hmm. And so her doctor, Dr. Martha Stewart, that's her doctor, Dr. Martha Stewart, she fixed the cake and then she fixed mine.
Then she fixed her. Wow.
And she went in there and they're able to put a stent, you know, a miracle stent in her artery, and boom, all the pain stopped. You know,
wow.
Joanne, give a big shout out to Joanne this morning in New York. You know, Joanne says those are like miracle stents, you know, they just change everything. We're so fragile. Mm-hmm. Our life is so fragile. Somebody can come put their finger on an artery and we'll just fall out, you know. Yeah. What you used to do to Christopher when he was little.
I don't remember that.
It was duct tape. Wasn't it duct tape or something? Tricycle?
Yeah.
I don't know. Flashbacks.
Right.
And, And, so opening up the artery stopped all that pain because she could not even lay on her back because if she laid on her back because the artery was in the back of her heart, it would cause her to feel
pressure.
Yeah. Heart,
oh, wow.
More attack in her heart. So when you hear somebody say they're having a heart attack, think of it this way. Their heart is under attack and you pray for them and get them to a doctor as you're praying for them, you know, the supernatural. You pray and then you take some aspirin. You pray and you get to the doctor. And you begin to find out what's going on. And by doing that, the doctors are able to check things out. And her first doctor, the first people that saw her, said she was fine. And for some reason, based on my experiences and some other experiences of ladies that I know, they don't seem to diagnose women too well. I don't know why. They seem to kind of say it's left when it's actually right, or it's a back pain when it's a heart attack. It's hormones when it's actually some sort of thyroid thing, or it's really strange. And so she stayed. She's got a twin, you know, Carolyn. Mm-hmm. And until they got an answer, and they got an answer, they found out it was actually her heart was under attack. And today she's walking around totally fine. Just want to thank the doctors down there at Sacred Heart Hospital in Pensacola, Florida, who did a really good job. Dr. Martha Stewart. Right. Yeah, I'm sure she's back on her show now. So, but it's just amazing that the physicians and the nurses and all those that labor so hard to keep us healthy. And healthcare is in the conversation right now in America. And you're hearing people continually. It's just amazing, you know, if you go back and listen to organizers of the night versus organizer of the day, the Alinsky methodologies of doing things, the Alinsky tactics, that we learn from radical rules for radicals, and then kind of the light perspective of that. People just kind of buy into the argument. You see one side of an argument using the very same thing on the other person, and they're both falling for each other's stuff instead of saying, as Christians, we should be saying, you're wanting to provide medical care for folks that don't have it? Mm-hmm. And I heard this argument, you know, we'll go to break and come back in just a minute and talk about it, but I heard this argument. Let me give you a different perspective. The author, this particular professor at Yale, I can't give you her name right now, but maybe we'll have it in the related article. You know, she wrote a book called The Paradox of the Medical System in America. We're paying more money than any other nation, but we're actually getting less for our money. Mm-hmm. 20%, based on what they're saying in her studies, and she studied worldwide, and she studied America, and then she wrote the book about America. 20% of Americans are using 80% of the healthcare system, which is pretty, if you understand the 80-20 rule, that's pretty much how it is, mm-hmm. you know? And that just kind of broadens things for a lot of things I'll talk about in a minute. If I start talking about, I'll actually forget what I'm going to tell you. But they're talking about, I mean, you can't just throw wisdom out. You can't just say, this is not so. But you can say, okay, if this is correct, should government be the one to do this? Or should the church break out of our narcissism and we do this? Mm-hmm. Because what they're saying, one example, one case study that they had was a particular man, he had diabetes. And he goes to the doctor for get treated for diabetes, but he doesn't have a lot of, he's a poor man. Mm-hmm. And so he gets treated, but he's a poor man. So his clothing and his shoes, for example, have holes in the bottom of his shoes, and which keeps his feet moist. Mm-hmm. And so they give him medication, and they tell him you got to keep your feet dry, and you know, this kind of thing. And they come back, and he didn't. Mm-hmm. And they had to amputate two of his toes.
Right.
And so they give him instructions. You're going to have to, you know, keep your feet dry. You're going to have to do this kind of stuff. And they amputated the toes. It's like $17,000.
Wow.
And they said, if you don't do this time, we're going to have to amputate from the knee down. And, of course, he took his meds. He wanted to be healed. Mm-hmm. But his shoes had holes in them. Mm-hmm. So the moisture is staying on his feet. You can't have wet feet, diabetes in this situation. And so he comes back, and they have to amputate his leg. It's $17,000, and it ended up being $30,000+. And this was the viewpoint. Why didn't we buy him a $50 pair of shoes? Hmm. But we're seeing things just as the medical industry, instead of saying, you know, we need to think holistically in regards to where is he living, what's his clothing like, does he have access, does he have a good environment to be able to live in. And that's scary when you're talking about the government doing it, because then they're going to, it doesn't end well. But the church is like, you know, hey, we could have got him a new pair of shoes. You know, where are we in the context of this? Mm-hmm. You know, if 97% of the regular church attenders, according to George Barna, are not giving to God or robbing from God, 97% are not giving the tithes and the offerings, only 3% are, then if we just do that, then the church can be empowered to be able to get some shoes for some folks, to help out their home and fix their home up. And so since the church is not doing it, the government's saying, listen, we wasted $30,000. We this man's life has been ruined, and all we had to do is buy a pair of shoes for him. Mm-hmm. But hospitals don't buy shoes. Doctors can't write prescriptions for this. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we're not thinking holistically here.
Right, right.
And the medical industry is made up in America based on capitalism, which it means we're just the bottom line, let's make more money, and we're paying more money for less services, for less results. Although we do have nations, a nation that has very specific things in it that we're high up on, but we have the other underprivileged and ones that don't have access to this that are having things just like this man. And how much sense would it make if we think holistically about this and bring, and that's your tax dollars. By the way, this is it, and we're going to break. 50% of your hospitals in America, based on what they said, this professor from Harvard, or from Yale, that wrote this book, The Paradox of the Medical Healthcare System, is taken care of by tax dollars. That's your tax dollars. You spent $15,000 of that $30,000 on this man's losing his leg, when we could have actually spent $50 on buying him a pair of shoes. We could have bought him shoes for the next 10 years to make sure that he was okay, he has a quality of life again, and so much more just like that. We need to really think about this before we jump on this capitalism concept about that. We just need to think, what does God want us to do? We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back. Culture, issues, society. This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Is it true that public schools are required to offer a religious elective for children in the public schools?
It's not required, Sandy, that they offer an elective. They are allowed to offer electives such as Old Testament courses, New Testament courses, religious history courses, the comparative religion courses, you know, Christian ethics courses. Those can be offered. And teaching courses in the history of religion, that would be constitutional, because the Supreme Court, in a number of its decisions involving school prayer, actually said that teaching the Bible as a form of a secular-based curriculum, whether it be for history, art, literature, was completely constitutional and not violating the law. What you need to do is go to your school board and say, we'd like this as an option. And most school boards understand now that they can do that without running afoul of the Constitution.
To learn about a student's right to free speech in school, visit our website at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Restoring the purity and giving. Giving without regret. Imagine having a wonderful time of being able to celebrate others and to be able to get them gifts and go through a gift-giving season, and it to be all said and done, and all you have is good memories. No regret, no debt, no 5 years to pay it off. Listen, we have to get a right perspective of giving again. We have to understand it's supposed to be a good experience. We have to restore the purity in giving today. A special offer available this week to you at VFNTV.com. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on special offer, an offer of any amount, and it could be yours. I encourage you, get it now, listen to it, so that you can truly restore the purity in giving, and you'll be giving without regret this Christmas season.
The VFN Torch takes VFN Radio to the next level. Listen, you can't show pictures and you can't play videos when you're listening to the radio, but we have it available for you. Take it to the next level, linking resources. As a matter of fact, when you hear about one particular article or segment that's going on at VFN Radio, there might be four or five other segments that we did over that quarter or several months that you can tie together. Why? It's available for you. It's called the VFN Torch, just like the torch that Gideon carried, the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com and click on VFN Torch.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light.
That's LIGHT, Light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, Merry Christmas out there to everyone, all of our listeners and viewers and Christian Television Network audience and VFN Radio around the nation and around the world. I'm Greg Lancaster, your host, and joining me today, of course, is Pat, and John is out there with our business sponsors, and we want to thank so much for all of our sponsors that stand with us on a regular basis. And our partners. Our partners are a very significant part of what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Those are ones that pray for us and go to VFNTV.com and click on partner and give financially each month. That's how we're here. Those mm-hmm. things are coming in, allowing us to broadcast around the world. Amazing.
Amazing.
And I do want to say the author of the book that I was talking about before the break is The American Healthcare Paradox. Why spending more and getting less? You know, why is spending more getting us less? It's written by Elizabeth Bradley and Lauren Taylor. And they're asking the question because they're looking at other healthcare systems, and I think they got a kind of balanced approach. And, you know, this is what Proverbs says. Proverbs says it's amazing how, you know, one side of the argument seems so right until you hear the other side. Mm. And, many Christians are, you know, guilty of just, you know, talking to the choir, you know, only talking about what they know and not listening to a multitude of counsel and what's happening in society and listen. And then, you know, pray about that and bring that back as a biblical perspective. What's that mean? And sometimes, yeah, it's the right thing for the church to do. But understand, if the church is not doing it, God loves folks, and he's not going to sit back. Well, he doesn't sit back anyway, but I'm just saying, you know, he's just not going to not take care of folks. You know, if we won't take care of them, he will bring somebody else to take care of them, mm-hmm. and we'll be held accountable for not doing what we should have done.
Right.
And I'm just believing with this third great awakening that we talked about in Friday, you know, if you missed it, you got to get listen to it on the VFN Torch as a post about the third great awakening, and hopefully get a chance to talk about that today, the first, the second, and now we believe in God for the third, is that in this third great awakening that we're believing God for, we have to begin to think about, okay, you know, let's think about providing healthcare. Let's open up some, let's build some hospitals ourselves.
Right.
You know, if unions are going to be, you know, what, how the concept of organized labor, that's how it's going to work out. Well, let's get some unions ourselves. Let's develop some unions. And it's just be, hey, this is a union that we lift up Jesus Christ as Lord. We have biblical values, and you probably want to hire our union because you're going to be blessed when you do. And God's going to convict us if we don't treat you well. And so I'm just thinking about different things that we can do to be able to be a part of this. And one is, you know, there obviously, if you look at hospitals, the Presbyterian Hospital, the Methodist hospitals, the Catholic hospitals, and all the things that are going on. But, you know, if I look at one particular, I was looking at a Catholic hospital recently that it began with these nuns that had this vision of taking care of folks. And it wasn't as complicated then as it is now. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you go further back, they didn't even wash their hands. They kind of just wiped things down, you know.
That's amazing.
In 1910 or something like that. But now they've actually removed the nuns based on my understanding, and now they just have statues of these pyramid looking things where they're, you know, the nun. Yeah. And so it's like, my goodness, the original intent of so many things has been removed. We kind of keep the name instead of the heart of what was going on, you know, praying mm-hmm. for folks and all that.
Right.
And it was encouraging to hear, you know, Chris go to a doctor this week, and the doctor is helping him out, and you know, therapy, mm-hmm. couch, all that stuff. No, it was a different kind of doctor. And once he found out he was a Christian, he's like, man, I can pray for you. That's so powerful. You know, your doctor's not only helping you physically, but he's praying for you spiritually. And they say when you pray, there's a huge, even secular, doctors know there's a huge aspect of healing that comes with that. Mm-hmm. And so I just, you know, rethinking healthcare, rethinking what our perspective. Don't jump on the capitalism bandwagon and say, you know, hey, we just got a free market. Well, if that's your mama, just lost her toes or lost her leg because we didn't buy her a pair of shoes. Are you really? You know, and realize this, once the government starts buying shoes and tells you where to live, how to live, what to eat, they're going to start looking at the bottom line and start saying, well, if 20%, this is my prediction, if 20% are using 80% of the money, 18% of the national budget, we can trim this 18% by stopping taking care of this 20% and just give them a quality life for the next couple of weeks until they just kind of vanish.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Better stop limping.
Really.
I'm fine. No, I'm fine. I'm fine. Really, I am, truly. What we're going to be talking about in this next program, four programs back to back, do not forget, we're going to be talking about Nelson Mandela, and begin to understand the very same year that Israel became a nation in 1948, South Africa, apartheid was put in place and began to oppress the South Africans. And there's a whole understanding that we can get an understanding. In addition to prophecy, we're going to talk about some nail prophecy the Lord spoke just this week, just in the last 4 days, you know, what God's saying about our nail. And our nail should drive us to our knees and say, dear God, have mercy on us. And remember Nineveh, God had mercy when somebody prayed and somebody didn't. That's what we're doing. We're just saying, listen, we're the watchman on the wall. We're telling you, hey, watchman on the wall. We're saying, listen, this is what God's showing us. Let's repent. Let's turn back to God. And when we do that, he'll hear from heaven, heal our land, and stop this plan of harm that's intended for us. Join us in the next program. Four programs back to back.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even a map. Visit VFNTV.com. We want to ask you to partner. Listen, you're giving, your contributions. We're doing this together. We're taking the gospel all around the world. Every bit counts. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it, is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an something, or an something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you, or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment that you just like catch a half of it,
mm-hmm.
don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says, it's a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee
mm-hmm.
while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, mm-hmm. what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN Radio on VFN TV and the Christian Television Network around the nation and around the world. Just glad to be here. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
John is out with our sponsors and underwriters. We just want to thank God for our sponsors and underwriter and pray a blessing over your businesses. Pray a blessing over our partners who stand with us on a monthly basis. And if you want to contact him today's the day. He is out speaking and calling and contacting all of those who've stood with us. Go to VFNTV.com and click on See Our Sponsors. Visit our sponsors. Give them a shout out. See what they have to offer in regards to their products or services. Pray for them. Stop by and let them know. Send them an email. Let them know how much it means to you that they are helping to make it possible. And for the partners who are standing with us, a significant part of what we're doing happens and is available because of you. You're standing with us, and we appreciate that. We just pray a blessing back on you in this Christmas season. We're going to be talking about in these four programs back to that back. We're in the second today. Is that we're going to be talking about President Nelson Mandela and about being transformed. God has called us to be transformed. And we're going to be talking, hopefully we'll be able to see, you know, what does that mean? And really, when you think about the word transformed in the Greek, it comes from the word where we get the word metamorphosis from. And that's what a caterpillar goes through when it gets into its cocoon and all that and comes out a butterfly. That's a metamorphosis, which is totally total transformation. And we're going to talk about how President Nelson Mandela was one man when he went into wrongly into potentially into a prison, but he goes through a metamorphosis when he's in there. And the man that we know today, who that he is being honored today and during this week and memorials, is a man that, that whole situation brought him through a metamorphosis. And we'll be talking about that. And we'll actually begin to think about, you know, who else has done this? Who else has went through this metamorphosis and this transformation, and what is Paul telling us when he tells us to be transformed, to be transformed? And what about doing it outside of going to prison for 27 years?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? People say, you know, it's been a long time. It's like, you haven't even been alive for a long time yet.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're in America, our poorest person remembers richer than 80% of the world. So, you know, suffrage, you know, and some, but we're also going to be sharing today some detailed prophetic prophecy that God has spoken out over the last 5 days, 6 days or so, which happens to be during the anniversary of Pearl Harbor. And what we're going to share with you is like, wow, you know, and all we're doing is just sharing with you what God is saying and letting God just speak to you, you know, what that means. But we've said over and over again, if you have not yet gone to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com. And click on the torch, you can actually see and read each of these prophetic words. There's so many of them, and prophecies, history in advance. You don't want to read it when it's a history lesson. It's something that's already happened. You want to read it so you can prepare, because God does nothing, he says in Amos, the prophet Amos, unless he tells it through his prophets first.
Mm-hmm.
So God's speaking things out. He's showing things. He's revealing things. And not only is he revealing things to us so we can prepare, but he's revealing things to us so we can warn. And if we warn, then if we take heed to the warning, then this thing that was intended for us just stops. It just stops. And that's what we're doing. I mean, we're laying it all down. I mean, we made the decision, and when God was calling us to the next level of what we're doing, and we just said, here we are. You know, we're here.
Right.
We're here for God, and we're here for you. And we want to encourage you. We want to tell you the truth, but we also want to give you a biblical perspective and inspire you and understand that, hey, there's something that God is asking us to do. So we're going to share that. It has to do with something that's going to be taking place, potentially what God is saying in America, on the land in America, and how to prepare. If you haven't yet heard Brace Yourself, you need to go to the VFN Torch, go to VFNTV.com and listen to Brace Yourself, because a prudent man sees danger, embraces himself, and prepares for it, but a fool keeps going and suffers for it.
Mm-hmm.
And man, if we could all just prepare,
right,
you know, if we could just all prepare. I had the opportunity to have lunch with a couple that lives more in a remote area, you know, nearby.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 67 deer come into their garden and they hunt and they hunt in their yard.
Oh my goodness!
That's how remote it is, and because they're eating their, you remember your garden, those ruthless rabbits.
That's right.
Right.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, yeah. It's like ministry, and it's like, what are you doing?
I know.
She shot this lady. It looks sweet looking lady. I shot 3 deer. I'm like, you shot Bambi? She said, no, I didn't. I shot her mother.
Oh no.
And which is a great supply of food, by the way, if you have that many deer coming to your property and all, which reminds me of Mr. Barkley and what he talked about. Mm-hmm. You know, imagine 67 deer coming by.
Right.
And so I wrote down their address and said, hey, you know, if I ever want to, you know. Yeah, he said, come on up. But before I get into that, I had a chance to sit back, and we were joking around and talking in the hospital when my mother was coming through this, and she was in recovery and doing great, and so we're sitting around talking.
Mm-hmm.
It reminded me about being the days in law enforcement. A lot of interesting stories.
Oh, very.
And I was on patrol one day, and I was riding up this road, and I saw this car in front of me. And this car in front of me was an older car, and I couldn't see anybody, the person driving it, but it was going like slow, I don't know, like 7 miles an hour. And as it was going, it would go all the way over to the shoulder of the right side of the road. And then it would, at 7 miles an hour, it'd work its way all the way over to the shoulder of the left side, which means oncoming traffic, and it'd go to the other side. And then it works way all the way back. I'm thinking, like, what is going on? What? Mm-hmm. I'm thinking, is this car just on its own? Is the curb stopping?
Right.
So I finally, you know, attempt to start, you know, talking over the speaker system. Finally, it pulls over. So obviously somebody's driving. I get up to the car, and it's this little old lady that's there. She's bent over, and she can't even see barely over the front wheel, you know.
Right.
And you can see staples in her back. Because she just had major surgery in her back, you know. And you're saying, oh, my goodness. And I said, ma'am, are you okay? She said, honey, I'm okay. I just had to have some fried chicken. I was like, what? She was trying to go to Church's Chicken down south. She was trying to go to Church's Chicken to be able to get her some fried chicken. And that was just so amazing. God. You know, I'm thinking, man, she wanted that chicken so bad. She just came through.
Did you give her an escort?
Well, you know, get her some fried chicken, right?
Yeah, right.
Get her some fried chicken. I just thought that was so hilarious as we were talking about some different things we'd seen on the road. I meant, fried chicken down south is good. Mm-hmm. It is really good. Well, you hear President Nelson Mandela at the age of 95, December the 5th, which is Pearl Harbor Day, right?
Mm-hmm.
7th or 5th? 7th, probably. And he passed away at 95 years old. He's born in July 18th, 1918. You know, as I began to briefly look at his history, and you know, I've kind of learned over a period of time some things that have happened. He is in another country, another nation.
It is the 7th, by the way.
It is the 7th, and so you know, this man is amazing. He's totally amazing. But as I looked more at his life, I was thinking, man. He's not just amazing. He's really amazing. There's a reason why they call him the father of South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a congressman. He was the first black attorney in South Africa. Those kind of statements, seeing this a black continent, the people are black there, doesn't make sense. But this is the history.
Mm-hmm.
And it's probably in regards to the African Congress is there and the government that's there. But so he was known for, you know, promoting peace, and he was more of the counterpart, if you would, based on history, of Dr. King, because Dr. King's doing the very same thing. At the very same time that Dr. King is walking the streets, meeting with the presidents and doing different things in the context in America, well, Nelson Mandela was doing the same in South Africa. And it was known for the peace that he would do this thing. And the great injustices were taking place, because I don't know what the ratio is, but I think it's like, you know, 8% of Africa was white, and it was oppressing the other 92%. And there was just, you know, some fragmented aspects of blending some feathering, and they had different categories and stuff. But it's like 8% is depressing, you know, 92%. That just is like, that's, wow, you know, wild. And then the, and you don't feel bad about that. It doesn't cross your mind. And so remember, as the church, and we're not talking the church per se, but just so you know, because in history, people who claim to be Christians have oppressed people. And Jesus said he came to set the captive free.
Mm-hmm.
And he told us, now go do what I did. Father, as you sent me, I send them. They were supposed to go set the captive free.
Mm-hmm.
So we as believers, as Christians, Christ's followers, we're not people that are supposed to oppress anybody. Religious oppression, governmental oppression, racial oppression, anything like that. We should be known for setting people free. You know, we can't, you know, we're not supposed to call to come against authority, but the fact is that we shouldn't be an oppressor.
Mm-mm.
And so what happened was, here he is, he's rising up in the African National Congress, President Nelson Mandela, and he's a star, they say, you know, in regards to what he's doing in the context of that. And he's trying peacefully to bring South Africa to Africa to a place it needs to be, of freedom, freeing all.
Mm-hmm.
And in that, he there was protesters that went out in 1960, and they were had a peaceful protest going on. And in that peaceful protest, the police, the South African police, shot into these crowd of peaceful protesters and killed like 67, and most of them shot in the back. So here he is, he's doing the right thing. He's got deep tenacity. He is a fighter, you know, in regards mm-hmm. to tenacity, but he's doing this thing aggressively in peace. But all of a sudden things just shift with Nelson Mandela is realizing that wasn't working.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you think about George Washington, the father of America that we honor, there was a real thin line between hero and villain, because if he didn't succeed, he knew he was going to be hung. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not going to go into the history of that, but they knew that it was going to be over for them if they didn't win. It was a dead given.
Mm-hmm.
But if they win, they're going to win the freedom for people who wanted to be free in a nation that will soon be called the United States of America, but was not yet, from the tyranny and the control and the oppression of a king. And so when you look, this is exactly the journey that was going on. When you look at Nelson Mandela, the thin line between hero and villain. We'll get back from this break. We'll talk more about it.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
There's nothing like wisdom from those who have gone before us. I mean, think about it. Reverend Billy Graham, this reached the world. He's being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren here on Fox News, and she's asking him a very important question. It's something that we talk about all the time, about an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But listen to the wisdom of Reverend Billy Graham as she asks him a very important question. We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love him and adore him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
I mean, think about it. All this wisdom and the Word of God, the Word of God tells us, imitate those that have gone before us. We can either start again like we have not borrowed the experience and grown from those wisdom that has gone before us, such as Reverend Billy Graham, or we could say, you know what? He's right. I'm going to apply the wisdom that he's learned in his life, and I'm going to begin to abide. In my schedule, in my time, it's going to be specifically how I love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. If you don't have a plan right now how to abide with God, this is what we talk about continually. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today that we have available for you so you can begin to walk in this wisdom today. It's iabide.org.
Listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster, your host. Joining me is Pat Hamilton, so wish you all a Merry Christmas and a blessed season as we're just celebrating the reason for the season. You know, Jesus Christ, oh Lord, we just love you, and we're excited about being able to celebrate you. Actually, 12 months out of the year, but just really focused during this time.
That's right.
I want to give a quick report as we're moving on and continuing our conversation about President Nelson Mandela and being transformed. CBN News is reporting that Franklin Graham is saying that his dad, Billy, you just heard him on VFN Radio just a few moments ago, Reverend Billy Graham, his health is declining. Franklin Graham, this is what they say. Franklin Graham, son of evangelist Billy Graham, said Friday that his father's health has been worsened in the past few days. Graham told Charlotte station WSOC-TV at a Christmas charity event, "My father's health has declined quite a bit in the last few days. I'm not even sure if he knows that Nelson Mandela has passed away. He hasn't been able to get his strength back." And you think about the vigil, privileges are going on. He's 95 years old. Mm-hmm. He turned 95 in November. I want you to remember Reverend Billy Graham and the family, Graham family, in your prayers. Understand that this has been an awesome and is an awesome man of God. And God has spoke very specifically. And you can go back and listen to some of the prophetic words spoken on VFN Radio and VFN TV is that there's a mantle on Reverend Billy Graham, mm-hmm. that God said, here, this is a mantle on you.
Yeah.
And remember, Elijah had a mantle. And when he left, Elijah, the mantle, he threw it basically and it landed on Elisha. Mm-hmm. And Elisha was able to do twice as many miracles because of the second generation blessing.
Right.
And some of the words that's been said is that when, and I've heard Reverend Billy Graham speak on interviews that he's ready to go be with God that he loves. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, man.
I can't hardly blame him.
I can't blame him a bit. But when he does, just like Elijah, remember when he was going up to heaven, ascending to heaven, that he threw his mantle, that there will be a mantle that God will transfer, but the prophetic word is on this, is that the mantle will spread throughout the nation and possibly the world. And so what God has done through this one man who's ministered to kings and filled stadiums, who now has ended up in the context of ministering out of his home and broadcasting under a lot of the concepts that God is doing throughout the world right now. And VFN Dream Center is one of the things that we do, you know, broadcasting into the different diverse aspects of the church in the world. Mm-hmm. Is get ready, you know, get ready, and remember this day. Remember and honor those that have gone before us, knowing that, you know, we are living off of the prayers and the sacrifice and the sacrifice of the life that they were willing to live to carry those mantles. And so when you see this transition take place, don't take it for granted, because a lot of people, you know, think, okay, great, this is whole new wind blowing. It's like, yeah, but you left the original tent. You know, it's just going to kill you. It's not going to help you. Understand that there's a harvest to be taken in. This is all about, if you listen to Reverend Billy Graham and his history, he never stopped telling people about the salvation of Jesus Christ. No matter where he was, you know, kings and presidents, he would always say, and I remember when we were in New Orleans, mm-hmm. in Franklin, you know, his sons, and that's what he was brought there to deliver the salvation message in the first Promise Keepers and the mm-hmm. first part of what was happening during that time. I just want to encourage you, pray for the family, thank God for them, and pray for Franklin and just the whole extended people that are, you know, operating with the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association. And many people have been touched by his ministry and will continue to be touched by them. Our prayers go out to you. We are talking about also President Nelson Mandela, and thinking about, when you really think about it, if you study history, and I'm really just beginning to study history in the last couple of years. I got to admit to you, you know, I was HI, history ignorant. Mm-hmm. ignorant. Because, you know, it's just something that we were so blessed that we were able to live off the labors of others years past. Mm-hmm. That you didn't have to necessarily learn it. Our school system didn't teach it, nor did I really want to learn it either.
That's probably more the case for me.
But it's like, my goodness. George Washington, the father of America, you know, the general, first president and all that, and he's the one, by the way, just so you don't know that, he's on your dollar bill, is the tension between being a villain and being a hero, because they thought, you know, when they signed the Declaration of Independence, that night their heads could have actually been hung. Mm-hmm. They knew it, and as they stood up and fought for freedom to get off from under the tyranny and the control of King George, that that's called a rebellion. The king called that a rebellion. But when you read the Declaration of Independence, they said that we believe that our rights come from God, and that he's the one that issues these out, and we can be one nation under God, and that with him, then we can be blessed. We don't have to have a king if we have King Jesus.
You know? That's right.
And so we celebrate. I see folks, you know, of course, and we want to celebrate what our founding fathers did in America. But when you hear people talk about a founding father like Nelson Mandela in South Africa, I hear other people say, well, you know, he's part of a rebellion. Excuse me, are you talking about George Washington, or are you talking about Nelson Mandela? That's how it was considered. It was considered, you know, and it's like the tensions between, you know, what is God saying? And God says, don't oppress a people, you know, and God will, you know, transition things to free people up. And so he walked, Nelson Mandela walked in a peaceful way, almost like the counterpart, if you would, at the very same time of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who I believe, because definitely he's Christian, but an apostle mm-hmm. for our nation, operating under the laws of America and under God's law. And he led us to what our founding father's original intent was, at least God's original intent was for this nation. Well, when Nelson Mandela saw the 67 blacks killed in South Africa just for peaceful protest, then that's when he just thought, this stuff is not working. Mm-hmm. And then he began to have the speech, and in the speech that he gave was very significant, because it was the last speech he gave right before they imprisoned him, because he was part of the African National Congress. He said, I have fought against white domination. I have fought against black domination. And he goes on to says, and that I will give my life for this cause. And when you hear about Dr. King in America, Dr. King, it sounds a lot of the same. You say, listen, that we're one people. They were all, we all matter. And it was just horrific what was going on, because in 1948, when Israel became a nation, we talk about that quite often. When we get to our next program, we've got four programs back to back. We're going to talk about the very moment, you know, the same year that Israel became a nation, the apartheid began in South Africa. They began to oppress the blacks and the Africans in South Africa this very same year. And it's like, all this great stuff was going on in Israel, and now all of a sudden, you got oppression, colonial oppression taking place, and 8% of the population begins to oppress 92%. And you got to, this will help us get in perspective. You know, God, give us a perspective to have compassion. How did we get here? And we'll understand what a hero this man is, honoring President Nelson Mandela, the father of South Africa, in our next program that catches. It's just in a few moments. Four programs back to back right here, VFN Radio on VFN TV and Christian Television Network.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit them today at VFNTV.com. We have all their contact information for you, phone numbers, web addresses, even maps. Visit VFNTV.com and become a sponsor or a partner. Listen, do it today. It's your partnership, your giving financially, that is helping us take the gospel all around the world. Let's partner and do it together. VFNTV.com. Become a partner today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget, you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
You may be joining us today and you're searching. You're searching to know God. Well, I want to encourage you. He's searching for you. You know, a couple of us have put our stories out available so that you can be able to connect with Father God through His Son, Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to go to meetmyfather.org. And when you go there, you'll see a bunch of our stories. We try to share, not all of it, but some of what God has done in our own personal lives. Listen, coming to God and coming to the Father is not as hard as religious made it out to be. He's a real loving Father who loves you, who sent His Son so that you can have a relationship with Him. Go to meetmyfather.org, and you can read some of our stories. Wow, at VFN Radio, we are looking for greater ways for you to be able to connect anywhere you go. We know that you can listen to VFN Radio on the go through the app, but now we also have the podcast. It's a great way for you to be able to automatically get all the segments totally downloaded to your digital device, no matter where you're at.
You can go to VFNTV.com and click podcast, and you'll configure it and set it up so that no matter where you're at, you automatically have all of the highlights automatically downloaded on your digital device. VFNTV.com, click podcasts.